This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hello, gorgeous. It is Lala Kent, fresh back from, we did New York for Watch What Happens Live. We did Palm Springs while everybody was like Coachella-ing their asses off. I was poolside with my boo-boo. I'm feeling like we have something fun going on in the office today.
We have something fun going on. And also, how are you feeling? Because as your assistant, I've been watching you work literally nonstop for maybe the past 10 days. And I know Palm Springs is like a break, but it's still kind of a lot traveling there and traveling back, no? Or are you like, it's
actually
fine?
I've kind of conquered the time of when to leave and when to come home. But I flew back from New York Thursday.
Yeah.
I landed at 2:30. It took an hour to get from LAX back home. And when I got home, I literally went potty, grabbed some Perrier's, and drove to Palm Springs. And it took 4.5 hours to get there.
That's insane. Why didn't you wait? Did you just want to get it over with?
Well, I looked at flights, and the only flight they had leaving left at like 7:45 and landed at like 8:20. And I'm like, well, if I leave now, I'm going to get there at 8:20 anyway. So I listened to Murder.
I listened to Murder podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what do you mean? Which podcast?
Dateline. Ooh. I just signed up for the $2.99 a month subscription.
Fancy.
Yes. I was like, you know what? I'm going to splurge. But before we get into all things Vanderpump Rules and Watch What Happens Live, I would like to congratulate myself that my STD test came back absolutely negative.
Ooh-hoo!
On all fronts. And it's so, I walk in and I'm like, I'm back for my STD checks. You know, because I just think, even though I do use protection, I just think that if you're going to be sexually active, you need to have manners. And we should all be getting checked. The last time I went in was to get checked because my person was fucking around. And I was like, oh my God, I need to see, just because I was looking at like the caliber of women he was messing around with. And I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers got something. There's like no doubt.
Right.
So I go in to get checked. Everything came back fine. So this round I walk in and my doc is like, oh my gosh, last time you came in to do this, it was because your like world had fallen apart and your guy was disgusting, and now you're here because you've been out having fun.
That's so cute. He cares about you.
I know. So he texted me over the weekend and was like, you're all good. Everything came back perfecto.
Squeaky clean badge.
So good. Woo-hoo. For me. Good,
okay,
for me.
Congrats.
And my cookie.
Were you nervous? Or were you just like, no, but or like you said, you're like, no, I just do this to be polite.
I think you always get nervous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You always get nervous to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Even though I knew that it was going to come back clean. You're always, now the first, when I went, you know, last year, I was like, I'm freaking out.
You know, that would have been tough if that would have been tough to deal with. Like, let's say just the mindset of like, that would happen to you, like the universe, not saying the universe did that to you, but if the terrible thing with your ex happened and then you had an STD on top of it, it's like, what the fuck? What did I do so bad in my past that karma's now coming, you know?
Yeah, my biggest thing was that when I did it back then, I was like, how, like, it's one thing to do me dirty like this, but you, this is what you've been out doing and I gave birth vaginally. Mm. Do you realize what could have happened to Ocean? Had I had something and I had no idea, you stupid fucking loser.
I didn't even think of that. Of course.
Yes. It was the first thing that I was like, thank God.
Ugh.
So.
Well, congrats.
Congrats to me. If you're sexually active with multiple partners, please make sure you get checked often. Anyway, let's talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules. Oh, God, I want to hear your thoughts on this episode, because all I got to say is, damn, your looks were on fire.
Well, again, I had to wear my hair back the whole time because I looked like a wet papillon the whole time in Mexico. So it was like the hair is going back. I did not realize how brutal my comment came across to Sheena when I was like, this is where you're getting it twisted. It's the most important day for you. It is not the most important day for everyone else here.
Brutal? Okay, you think
that? It
was
pretty brutal.
Okay.
It was honest.
Yeah. I thought that was, but maybe this isn't the majority. I thought that was honest, straightforward. Like, look, this is the reality of it. Because that's how it is for everyone. I'd say that to my sister.
And I think it was because she was saying, this is not Katie's vacation. This is my wedding. And I'm like, no, Katie doesn't care about your wedding. Most people here don't care about your wedding. Not people attending, mm-hmm. but people who are vacationing.
Right.
They're not sitting there going, we can't vacation because there's a wedding happening.
Right.
So that's where I was trying to come from, because she was saying it's not Katie's vacation. I said, you got that twisted. It is Katie's vacation. Katie doesn't care about your wedding.
And it's also, I mean, I feel like I'm allowed to say this. It was the, could it be, have been considered the quote unquote cast trip? Katie's not going to miss that.
I think Katie was like, you know what? Fuck this. I spent money. I'm going to this resort. I'm mm-hmm. enjoying. Christina Kelly can come. And we're going to have the best time ever. And it was a bummer because I actually, like, we did have fun.
You and Katie and Christina?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I felt like the trip for them looked like a huge mistake. Which, by the way, you ask Katie and she says, huge mistake. I should have never gone.
Really?
Yeah, but great TV.
great TV. They look, I mean, everyone looked beautiful. I mean, I was furious with Schwartz and all of that with Katie, especially this past episode. But I'm shocked. I'm surprised that they would say, what about Christina?
Hold on, remind me, was this the dinner where she was like, I think you're drunk and I think you're a loser?
And okay. She killed it. But he, I mean, I was enraged. Don't fucking touch my sushi, number one. Don't come up to my table messy and drunk.
With your foggy glasses.
Touch my food after you made out with this girl that we all know?
Well, and we go to the cave and Schwartzy comes up right before we're getting on the bus. And he's like, she's still mad? I was like, bro, it happened less than 24 hours ago. What do you mean she's still mad?
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
I love that Andy asked the question about, or was it Gillian? Someone, when I did Watch What Happens on Wednesday, said, was Sandoval seething with jealousy when he kept saying, Raquel, Raquel? Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that that was brought up, because I didn't take it as like a jealousy thing. Took it as, like Andy said, gleeful.
That they got the attention away
from it? Yes. Yeah. Don't you think?
100%
is because how I take everyone it. Was fixated on it.
Oh, 100%. And I also think it's almost like another way I took it, and I may be totally off on this, but like spicy. Like, spicy, ooh, she's yes. being a little like a bad girl. We just had sex last week, and now she's making out with my friend. So naughty. Like,
no, it, again, he reminds me of a little somebody. Yeah. Sandoval does, where it's like the grossness gets him off.
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, my girl, we're like fucking behind the scenes and now she's making out with my best friend.
Yes.
Oh, right?
I wish we had video sick. Just for that moment. It's sick. Right?
It's so sick.
No, that's what I got. And then Ariana, like, amazing, love her. But she's like, ew, like saying what we're all thinking. Ew, what are you doing? Stop.
Yeah, what are you doing? Stop.
Fucking weirdo. Stop saying Raquel, 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 you weirdo. And that's before she even knew anything. But still. And also, just so I'm clear, like they've already hooked up, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just making that clear.
Yes. And they've hooked up.
Possibly even on this trip.
Will they admit that? No. But I also think that there's a lot that's that they're not sharing.
Of course.
Yeah. So... Mm-hmm. The trip then goes into, you know, Sheena wanted me there for every single thing. And I got that. Mm-hmm. But I'm also not a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
And did you see when they go into the cave, the facial or like body scrubs that they're making, my name tag is there?
Yes.
But she knew I wasn't going. I told her that from the beginning.
Oh, she did?
No, I said to her, I'm not coming to that. It's for your bridesmaids. I'm not a bridesmaid. I'm not a bridesmaid.
I'm so glad you clarified that, because that made me like, oh, she thought she was coming.
No, she always knew I was not coming to that, because it was only for the bridesmaids. Which, by the way, where were all the other bridesmaids? Because it was only Courtney, Ariana, and Raquel.
Well, that was another reason I was like, oh, she did it with her special girls. I didn't realize it was for the bridesmaids. I thought it was like a special girls spa day.
No, it was the bridesmaids thing.
Oh, do you feel differently now about not attending everything that you and Sheena are maybe arguably even closer now? I feel like you grow closer every
It would have been different.
Oh, really?
If her wedding was happening now, mm-hmm. I would have been at everything.
Okay.
But at that point in time, it was still funky. We had found a good middle ground for us. Mm-hmm. She knew like Katie was my ride or die. She knew. I said to her in that scene, with me sitting on the bed telling her I'm not going, which, by the way, to the rehearsal dinner, she literally says,
okay,
at the hibachi dinner, all right, now we're going to go and figure out walking. Why would I go to a dinner with a bunch of people who are walking in the wedding? Same with James. James isn't in the wedding. Why we got to sit down and be a part of a dinner that's for you? It's a rehearsal dinner. Rehearsal dinners are for people who are in the wedding.
The hibachi was the rehearsal dinner?
Yes.
I thought it was just dinner before the rehearsal. I wasn't even putting two and two together.
No.
Yeah, that would have been weird. Then what would you have done? I guess leave with James and Allie after, but that's just
weird. But it's like,
wait,
so I have to sit here through dinner, but I ain't good enough to walk in the... I don't understand.
Yeah.
Now, which by the way, it is different now. Number one, I would have been a bridesmaid, which technically I am, because she cropped out Raquel's face and put my head on it. Does it look a little off because I have a very petite frame and petite head? Yes, but that's okay. I didn't realize how big Raquel's head was.
Oh, she got a bobblehead. And this is coming from another bobblehead. But yeah, yeah, yeah. Bobblehead recognized bobblehead. Which, by the
way, totally proportionate to her body because she's very tall. But when they showed on Watch What Happens Live the before and after, I was like, oh, shit.
I know. That was so funny and so well done. As opposed to yours, which wasn't the best crop job, might I add. But it was hilarious.
But I feel like that's what's funny about it.
I was absolutely. I was dying. No. Guys, mind you, behind the scenes, I'm with Lala. I go to my room. We're in the hotel and Watch What Happens Live. I wasn't gone for more than 3.5 minutes. And I open Instagram and there it is. I'm like, oh my God, what is she getting into?
And everyone's like, why is it so big? Because Raquel's head is big. And I had to make my face bigger to fit onto her head. Again, this is not an insult. Her head is in proportion to her tall frame. Body. Yes. Her frame.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I was dying.
I'm small.
Yes. Before we get into absolutely clocking exactly in that moment, you were taking me to church when you clocked Raquel. You clocked Raquel for who she was twice in that episode. And I mean, it was just like, it made my night. But before we get into that, I do want to say, because I wrote it in my notes.
Okay.
Proud, this is what I wrote. Proud of James for the way he acted toward Schwartz.
Best scene ever.
Best
scene ever.
You're talking at where he pool, was sitting next to
the lounge chair.
I was literally standing. I was like holding, tensing. I'm like, come on, James, you can do it. And at the end of that scene, I'm like, yes.
Where he was like, what you're not going to do is sit here, make out with my ex-fiance, and then ask my girlfriend to back you up on it.
Exactly.
And then he was like, don't touch my leg.
Yep. And he was calm about it. And so I'm not necessarily backtracking what I said last week. Maybe I am. I don't know. But I think Allie was probably a proponent of that, which is so great. As in, like, I don't know if they've had a talk or not, but I think he was sitting there next to Allie and he wanted to make her proud because we've seen in the episodes she's not great with confrontation. She doesn't like it.
No, but she's a normal person.
Yeah. And he was upset. You could tell, but he was like, he took a page from the Lala book.
Well, I don't know like, about that, but he definitely took a page from someone's book that was like, yes.
I was so proud. I was like, bravo.
My other really, I loved this moment. I don't know if anyone else loved it as much as I did, but when Katie goes, I want to light them both on fire. And I'm like, I have chills. And he's like, 100, 100, 100. Like, so nervous. When I saw Katie go into that mode, I was like, holy, we're watching The Godfather right now.
No, that was amazing. She was like, I sat them both down, crying my eyes out.
I sat them both down, tears in my
eyes. Tears in my eyes.
Whoa.
No, that was incredible.
No, I know. And that cave was absolutely spectacular. I wish they would have shown more because they set down these oysters. Mm-hmm. What are the kind that are heated? Why can I not think of them?
Heated baked oysters?
Yeah, they're called something.
Okay.
I would remember, but I can't remember right now. I'm foggy because we have a big day happening right now.
We have a big day.
So I can't tell you. I can't tell you what it is.
Sorry.
But they're sitting there and they're bubbling and all of a sudden they explode all over all of us. I was like, am I blistered? Am I blistered right now?
Wait, why did they cut? Maybe it'll be a never before scene.
They cut it out because they had to fit 10 minutes of Lisa Vanderpump and Greg into the episode. Not mad about it, but just saying. We do get cut down because they got to fit that in.
Oh.
Not mad about it. Again, give the queen her throne.
Right.
Keep her on there. I actually like Greg now.
You do?
Yeah. Well, now that I see the two Toms acting like buffoons, I'm like, no wonder he's so pissed off all the time. Mm-hmm. I'd be pissed off too. You're who I invested in? Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I am interested in that journey because I don't know where it goes. Is it Craig or Greg?
Greg
still in the picture? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what's happening with the restaurant. Don't know. Don't care. All I know is, like I told Sheena, your wedding is happening tomorrow and we will all be there to support you.
Yeah.
The wedding was absolutely beautiful.
Did you cry?
Sobbed. Anytime. Well, number one, there was a rainbow.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And, you know, Sheena suffered a miscarriage. So it was just like, oh my gosh, this is. And then Brock crying is just a whole different. That's opening a whole new can of cries when I see Brock cry. And then when I see a woman walk down the aisle with her dad or they have a dance, I lose my mind. And I think, obviously, with everything I've been through, I never want to get married because I just don't see the point. I'm wounded. That's fine. I'm good with it. But also, it just doesn't feel right. It's similar to when I tell my mom, people are going to come for me for this, but I have told my mom, recently I've lined up a bit, but in the past I've said, I don't want you to find another partner. And if you do, because it's not like my parents got divorced, okay? Mm-hmm. My dad died. And I'm like, I'm sorry if you find someone, like, they're not going to be holding my baby when my dad didn't even get to hold my baby. Like, no, it's not happening. I'm not walking down an aisle if my dad doesn't get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking emotional today. What is going on?
It's an emotional day.
So yes, I did cry my eyes out. We also had an epic cave party that they cut the entire thing out, which it was in the trailer. I don't know if you remember. I'm dancing and I like put my hands up by my boobs.
Is that when you twerk in the camera?
No, that's
it. Oh, that's the late. That's
but in the trailer, I like grab my boobs and I'm making this like hideous face. But that was in the cave that James was DJing. I was living my best life. And they cut all of it out.
Was that part of the wedding party? Yeah.
Yes. No, it was like the after party. Like the reception.
Where can you watch it?
I think on Sheena's Patreon or her YouTube channel.
Amazing.
Yeah, so watch it because it was fucking lit.
They're a beautiful couple.
Oh my gosh.
Sheena and Brock.
And I'm like, I understand, like, you never want to have a baby again, like a newborn.
Yeah.
She does want another baby, but, and she talks about this on her podcast, that she has OCD.
Hmm.
And I believe it's called postpartum OCD. But when Summer Moon was an infant, she was constantly terrified that Summer was going to die. And mm-hmm. she's like, I never want another newborn ever again. And I'm like, totally understandable. But like, you make the cutest kids.
I know. So cute. Coming down the aisle and then doesn't throw the flowers until she sits down. And then she's like.
And to see how big she's gotten even since then.
Is adorable.
Insane.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Just talk about you clock. I mean,
yes, let's talk about that.
Because
so much happened in a week.
So much happened
in a week. I trolled Howie Mandel.
Oh, God. Okay, let's talk about you clocking Raquel and then we go to that. So Raquel comes up to you. She wants to apologize.
Yes.
About her calling you whatever, a bimbo.
Mistress Bimbo.
before you guys left for the wedding. Personal opinion, I absolutely do not 100,000% think she came up to you to apologize. She came up to you to disguise it as, I'm going to be the bigger woman and come up and say an apology, knowing.
After all of her stupid insults, the catamaran. Yes. I could have been a bitch and been like, I don't want her on the catamaran. Bitch, this ain't your wedding.
Exactly.
On what planet do you think you have that power?
And then talking about you at hibachi, like.
Being like, and like, it's Lala. Oh. I had to rewind it 100 times because I was like, I don't understand. And then it was like, they made it a chicken. I was like, I haven't been called a chicken since like dodgeball in the fourth grade.
Like scared or something?
Yeah. She said, because she's too chicken to come to dinner. Oh. I was like, I'm literally playing dodgeball in PE in the fourth grade with socks because we couldn't use balls. We had to use socks, rolled up socks. A chicken?
Oh, that's not even worth it. I just ignored it because I'm like, it's some stupid comment that I don't understand. So I don't think she knew, and this is my opinion, she's like, I'm going to look like a bigger person because what's going to happen is I'm going to go up and try to apologize. She's going to say something. I'm going to rebuttal, and then it's going to make a great dramatic moment. And yeah, this is my opinion. And that's what happened, except it's you, and she forgot that for a moment, and you clocked her.
Yeah, I clocked her.
You clocked her.
How did that happen?
One of the best.
Am I Miss Cleo?
Well, I want to know, in that moment, had you been thinking about that, or did it just come to you?
I was watching her maneuver for the past however many months and was like, wow, why I've been triggered for so long has appeared in the last couple months. It's mm-hmm. right there. Hey, La, this is why you're triggered. This is why you're triggered.
Yeah.
It was crazy to me.
Was it after she made out with Schwartz that just solidified it?
It was the way that I saw her with dudes.
Mm.
It was like the Schwartz conversations at the very beginning of the season. It was then like, hey, Oliver's kind of cute. Oh, I'm going to make out with Oliver. Then it was like the way she was acting with Sandoval was then starting to kind of rub me the wrong way.
Right.
Their interactions.
Your quote, there's a certain caliber of chick that doesn't think about anyone but their insecure selves. Or it wasn't that quote exactly.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay. And that is exactly her.
And everyone wants to sit here and be like, you're a hypocrite. No, bitch. The hypocrite. People mistake hypocrisy and evolution. Okay? Mm. There's a big fucking difference. If I were to put a camera on you starting today and then show you in 5 years, I guarantee the things you say today, you may not agree with in 5 years. What a hypocrite is you calling me a mistress while in that same moment, you're fucking your best friend's man. That a hypocrite. Okay? So yes, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have gone as heavy in the paint with this whole situation if I would have been close to both Raquel and Sandoval. I may have eased up a bit. I think I would have been obviously very upset and in shock. But we're talking about two people who Sandoval for many years has told me, you need to be real. You don't share your life. Blah, blah, blah. 2 + 2 = 4. And then Raquel, who all season has called me a mistress.
Mm.
So when this came out, I'm out for blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was an incredible moment. I don't even want to say scene because obviously it was as real as can get. And she went into it, I think, thinking it would go one way, that she's like, oh, it's going to be another stand up to Lala moment. And it was
And another sick, sick thing is her saying there are things I could do that are a lot worse. And she's doing
You're them. Doing them.
Oh, you and mean she's like doing them behind her back.
Sleeping with your best friend's man? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's just the level.
That was wild. And also on that note, because we got a couple DMs about it, the Watch What Happens Live where you're like, I'm not going to answer this question. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you could go watch it. Someone asked a stupid question and Lala's response was, this is stupid. I'm not going to answer it. And you just explained why. I mean, literally just 3 minutes ago, Lala explained how it's completely different. And there's a variety of reasons, but that was a main one. I mean, how, you know, what Lala did years ago or what she, whatever.
And the steps people take to make changes in their world, saying, you know what, something is not hitting right. And this is either a flaw or I'm partaking in a lifestyle that just is enabling really bad choices. For me, that was drinking. I was doing and moving in a way that it was like, this is not me. What happened to the girl that came from Utah who believed in all of these things and now she's just kind of a shell of a person moving through life and not giving a fuck, right? And words are one thing. I'm an actions person. My mom always told me actions speak louder than words. You can say all day long, like, I like cleaning my room. I'm going to clean my room. Well, bitch, I'm looking at your room and it ain't clean. So, you know, it's like very sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I don't know where everyone else was when that little statement was made, but like stuck with me. Stuck with me.
Yeah.
Be drug free and sticks and stones. Stuck with me, bitch. All right. They should have taught be alcohol free. May not have ended up in AA, but shit happens. Anyway, watch what happens live. Loved it. My look was fire. I don't care what anybody decides to wear going forward on Watch What Happens. It is no longer going to be my prom.
Yeah.
I am going where I feel cozy and comfortable. They blast the air conditioning. I'm always shaking like a baby chihuahua. It's frigid in there.
Did you watch actual, because you were there, but did you watch it? Because I watched Watch What Happens last night and you walking out for the teaser of like, she's going to be on legs for days. It's exactly really? What we talked about. It looked exactly how we thought it would.
Okay, good. Because that's exactly what I wanted. I was also thrilled that during the shot ski, the camera angle came from the back because I was like, if I don't get footage of my ass out.
That was hilarious.
Did you see that they flipped it really quickly, though? I'm wondering if they thought, like, oh, shit, her ass is out. And I'm sure she thought that, like, her jersey went longer because it, like, went to the back and then it was like, oh, shit.
Yep. It was so quick. And I think that's exactly what they thought. But it's Lala. She planned for that black thong and everything.
I know.
It should have been a little shorter, to be honest. But that's okay.
That's okay. You know what?
Yeah.
It's all good. The look was money. I was going to do a red lip. And in the 11th hour, I was like, y'all, this is a really smiley show. And when you smile with a red lip, you looks like the Joker.
Yeah.
And I can't risk it.
She was stressed out about the red lip.
I couldn't function all day. I was like, red lip, red lip. It was taunting me. The red lip was like bullying me all day. Just the thought of it.
That's so funny.
And then Lena, who was doing my hair, she's like, what shade of red? And then I show her and she's like, oh, no. It's got to be like a deep red. And I'm like, deep red? That's really out of my comfort zone. A deep red lip? I don't know. It was like, that was the biggest deal ever. That's all I was fixated on besides trolling Howie Mandel all day.
Tell us about that because that was wild.
It is fucking random, right? I don't care who in the universe says like, this is the connection. It's still random. I got connections with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, but you're not catching me on their podcasts.
Everyone's connected three people deep anyway, but
100%. Okay. And you guys, there's an episode coming up. I don't know if it's next week or the week after, but I'm going to tell you guys the connection, the Howie Mandel connection, the guy who's the connector of Sandoval and Mandel.
I read he's like a drummer or something.
Yes.
Okay. And his wife is a producer of Howie's podcast.
He is pivotal.
Oh.
In
Vanderpump Rules?
In a something. Story that puts the pieces of the puzzle, the Sandoval Raquel puzzle together.
Okay.
For me, after this moment, I was like, nope, something off.
Teaser.
Something is not fucking right. My gut's been speaking to me. My gut has been speaking to me. And now all of these tiny little situations are confirming what my gut is telling me.
Holy shit. Okay. So we'll remind you of that. Once it airs, you can talk about it.
So Howie Mandel, I decide to troll him. Because it is random, you know?
Yes.
And I'm like, it's got to be a different guy. And then I watch and I'm like, no, that's Deal or No Deal man. No germs allowed man.
AGT man.
Which, by the way, you had to remind me that he does America's Got Talent. Yeah. That's legit.
That is legit.
Isn't that with like Heidi Klum?
I think so. Yeah. When I was working on American Idol, a lot of the like our friends were like parallel that world because it's the same vibe. But he started off as a comedian, which I didn't know until recently.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I do this whole thing. By the way, I do my best work in the bed. Send it to Daryl, happened in the bed. Everything happens in the bed. I don't know if I just come alive in the nighttime.
Yeah.
But for some reason, whenever I'm doing actual cool shit,
yeah.
Zero content. Then I'm in the bed and I'm like, I guess I'll Instagram story. It's like not great.
No, it's amazing. Everything happens for you when you're in the bed. You got Vaseline on your eyes and you got.
I looked at it and I was like, wow, that castor oil is really popping off.
It's so funny. But anyway, you were in the bed.
So I'm in the bed and I'm going off, just completely going off. And I was talking about the lighting because I'll be honest, you guys. I couldn't watch it. And I know you guys want me to break it down and everything that he said. I've only seen clips. He slanders Ariana. He lies more. He makes shit up. It's not even worth watching because it's like, I'll just watch actors who are actually good at acting rather than you just concoct lies.
Sandoval concocting lies. Yeah. Because yeah. I was going to say, Howie didn't know enough about it to concoct lies. Love him, though.
Yeah, no, he didn't. However.
What?
I know that he did have Sandoval's back. And Howie, you have a daughter. And I think your tune would be a little different if your daughter were in the position of Ariana. I don't know that you'd be saying, well, you weren't married, so get over it.
Mm.
People cheat. No, people don't cheat, actually. We're not animals. We ain't animals.
Yeah.
Losers cheat. I've been that person hooking up with James while he's in a relationship. And guess what? I was a drunk loser. Mm. I was a fucking loser who could barely get out of bed to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Sandoval knew what he was doing interviewing with Howie. Howie knew nothing. You think if Howie was a Bravo fanatic, he's going to interview with him? No, because he would have clocked him in 2 seconds.
By the way, best thing Howie Mandel could have ever done.
What?
Was this interview.
You think? Because I started feeling bad because he was getting a lot of hate.
Well, welcome to Bravo, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to come correct or they will eat you alive.
The fans, baby, they know.
Bravo does yeah. not fuck around. So I talk about the lighting. Howie then goes on to do an interview with Billy Bush and says, you know, Lala is in her bed. And by the way, I did an Instagram story about this. And then I was like, you know what, Howie, poor Howie, I cannot troll him anymore. Like, I started feeling bad, so I deleted it. But I'm going to tell you guys what I said. He talks about how I'm in bed talking about ill lighting, but I'm in bed in the dark. And yes, although the irony is not lost on me, right? I got it.
Yeah.
But like, Howie, I ain't doing a podcast. That's what you do in the dark. I literally was schooling Howie Mandel on how darkness works and what nighttime is.
How bedtime works.
How bedtime works. It's bedtime. Midnight. And usually around this hour, you turn the lights off, get in the bed. That's what you do. It's just what you do at night. Most people do this at night. I am not interesting because I do this at night. It's just how nighttime works.
No, it's so funny. Loved. That was the best part for me that you were talking about lighting in the dark. That's the point.
I know, but I felt bad. I woke up the next morning. I was like, I have to stop trolling Howie. And it's 8 a.m. and that was posted at 1. I don't think many people saw it. Like, I've got to stop. Then I go into my DMs.
Ah, there we go. I was hoping you would get to this.
And I have a ye old Howie Mandel. And he says,
pull him up.
You should do my podcast. I'll let you fix the lighting.
That's funny.
So then I know he has a good sense of humor.
Yes.
Okay, great sense of humor. And I said, Howie, just give me the lighting that you and your kid got. Your lighting's great. Sandoval's, you made him look like 100 years old. A 100-year-old chain-smoking, alcohol-drinking degenerate. And he is only three of those things. So he said, deal. But I think Bravo is a little nervous about Howie Mandel right now, so we got to put that on the back burner, but I absolutely want to go on his podcast.
Do you?
I think it would be funny. I think we could like fuck around on it.
That's what I was going to say. I think you guys, and I know there's going to be slide in the give them all a podcast DMs. Tell us what you think about Lala potentially going on Howie's podcast, because I know a lot of people wouldn't necessarily love that, because what I've heard is people going, that's not fair. He doesn't even know Bravo, and now all of a sudden he's getting all these people.
Well, he's about to know Bravo because Lala's about to get in there and school his ass on his own podcast.
See, now that I think would be fun is you saying the things that the Bravo community and being like, what?
Do you know the type of work we do, Howie? While you sit there on a panel and judge other people, we're out here. We're on the ground. All right?
Boots on the ground over
Boots
here.
Boots on the ground. Okay? This is real life.
See, I think you two would vibe. You and Howie. You just like, you're both the banter. You're both funny. But yeah, slide in the DMs. Tell, give them Lala podcast what you think.
I do know there's a lot of Bravo podcasts that have asked me to not do it.
Oh, okay.
That it is, like you said, it is not fair that this man who has never seen Bravo in his life gets the first interview with Sandoval. Gets this, that, and the other. Like, let's keep it in the family.
Yeah, I think Andy Cohen compared it to him doing Brady's, like, first retirement interview or something. Like, he compared it to something. He's like, it just doesn't make sense and it's not fair.
It definitely doesn't make sense. But I keep it in the family. And when I see someone out in these streets needing to be schooled, I'm who they call. I'm who they call. I'm who they call when they say, this guy needs to be schooled.
Yeah.
Call me teacher Lala. Coming in here with my ruler, a smack, 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 smack. You ain't paying attention. Nails on the chalkboard. Tick, tick.
And that's why I think it would be good, because you would say, you'd be honest, and you'd like, I just think it'd be a good combo, but we'll see. And maybe, and like you said, you're not doing it right now anyway. So down the line.
No, I'm not. Anyway, so yeah, slide in the DMs and let me know your thoughts. I'm sure I'll get bombarded with that, with those things. But I like kind of dabbling into different ponds. I think that this show has hit, I mean, the New York Times has picked it up. Ariana is thriving. Mm-hmm. She's doing anything and everything. I believe that it is confirmed she's doing Dancing with the Stars. I love how elevated this cast is getting, because you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, all those bitches be on top of their game.
Mm-hmm.
They all are doing something. That is what I so desperately have sat there and said, like, all of my friends are doing really great things.
Yeah.
And I know that people, they feel a sense of like nostalgia when it comes to what's going on here. But at the end of the day, like, we're no longer in our 20s. Where we're working at Sir.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what you want, and you want this same cast, then you are asking for something that is scripted.
Yes.
If you want it to be real, then this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is real life. We're still just as messy. People are still fucking up. But as far as behind the scenes, like, we all have really amazing things going on. So I encourage Bravo and our production company to show that.
Yeah.
Because the cast is lightning in a bottle. We tried season 8 to bring in a completely new cast and shake things up. It didn't work. The people did not want it.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, just from a viewer standpoint, it's not the concept. It's the cast. That's why we watch. It's mm-hmm. not because we wanted to see, like, you know, it's the cast.
It is.
We'll watch you guys as servers. We'll watch you guys as thriving adults. We'll watch you guys.
Right.
Period.
The other thing that came out over the weekend was that Raquel was going to a mental health facility.
Mm-hmm.
She was admitted. Now, obviously, I think mental health is extremely important, right? And I did have a sense that something was going on with her. And I will say, I believe that Sandoval is a really bad guy. I don't think there's any helping him. I think he's just wired, we'll call it, differently. I think Raquel is a broken person. And we are in a world where we don't go lightly on people. I mean, you saw the internet. You saw me. We go the fuck off. And so when I saw that, I was like, you know what? That is the right move for her to make. Then I saw that it was, in fact, like, a spa that the Real Housewives of Orange County had gone there to film.
In Arizona.
I don't know what is real and what is not when it comes to that. I hope that it is a mental health facility. I think a lot of people could benefit from that. I think Raquel definitely, the choice she made is fucked up. Absolutely. But I don't think I think she's a broken and lost soul. And she's been through things that I cannot imagine from the time she was a little kid. If it is, in fact, a PR stunt on trying to create this illusion for us to kind of back off, I will be so offended, because they also quoted it being a treatment center, mm-hmm. but she's not there for drugs. Now, as someone in recovery, you throw things out there like that, and you're not there to, like, these places are literally responsible for saving people's lives, and you're going to make a mockery of it. There was one thing that was cut season, I want to say 8. And it was when I had pink hair. It was at Sandoval's Most Extra party. And the scene before with Raquel and I, we had another bonding experience. We've had many of those, and then it always goes south. Where she asked me, should I not drink in front of James? And I said, I normally would never tell someone what to do, but you're asking for my advice. I would not drink in front of him. Cut to that birthday, and she comes up to me with a glass of wine, and she was like, I know you told me not to drink in front of James. And she was so, like, flippant about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so put off by it. I took the time to talk to you about alcoholism, AA, your partner in the program. You asked me if you shouldn't drink in order to support him. And here you are with a glass of wine, acting buzzed and acting like our conversation and my time meant nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was so, people always wondered why I flipped on her so quickly in that moment after we had such a nice moment. You didn't see that part where I was like, okay. Oh, hell fucking no.
That whole thing was cut? That whole thing?
That whole thing about me saying to her, like, here you are with a fucking wine glass in your hand saying, I know you told me not to drink, but like, I couldn't help it. Like, I feel like I take a hit of acid when I talk to her. So if in fact she is doing or her team has created this, I will have a whole new set of issues with her. You're now making a mockery of so many things and places that save people's lives, save people's well-being, literally create a positive future for people.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. I hope that we get the facts.
And if she, and you know, like you said, I think it's a step in the right direction. If all is what it hopefully seems to be, then that's a step in the right direction.
I'm going
to
take her PR's word for it that she has admitted herself into something that is a mental health facility. I'm going to take their word for it.
Yeah.
And just hope that Sandoval is not attending with her, because that is what I heard.
I was going to say my only question would be if he not attended with her, but if he visits, does that change your viewpoint?
You know, at this point in time, it's like, what does it change? What does it change? They already hooked up behind Ariana's back. Ariana is now broken up with Sandoval. He is free to do whatever he wants. Is it dirty and gross? Yes. Will they make it? No. Mm. Sandoval and Raquel are not going to stand the test of time.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think it's because of her. I really don't. I don't think it's because of her. I don't know them very well. It's only what I see on TV, but I think there's a percent chance that she thinks it's something that it isn't. And he knows that.
Well, it's similar. See, again, I can only speak on things that I can relate to. And for me, I thought that my person was, you know, he had found his person in me. No, people like Sandoval and my ex, this is who they are. Like, just something happened from the very beginning.
Well, it reminded me of that when we go back to watch What Happens Live with Schwartz, and he said the whole stupid fucking heroin comment, but the addiction. Oh, so probably love bombing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And that reminded me of what you went through.
I don't know, you guys. I'm just trying to get through the fucking day. All right. Yeah. By the way, before we sign off, when I say I'm trying to make it through the day, my baby in Palm Springs wakes up at the crack of dawn.
Why?
6 a.m. every morning. And you know me. It takes a minute for me to woosaw. I watch Murder and then I watch Seinfeld. So it's like a 12 a.m., 1 a.m. type of fall asleep. It's 5 hours of sleep. I just don't hit right.
Okay.
With that little of sleep. And then I decide last night we got to drive home. My day starts at the crack of dawn again. Mm-hmm. We are an hour and a half outside of Los Angeles, and I look in the back and my baby is projectile vomiting all over herself. So I pull over to an area that could only be described as where someone would be murdered. It was the only place I could pull off. We were in the middle of nowhere. I was like, I missed every, you couldn't projectile.
But you were with your mom.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, who was fighting a migraine, by the way? I'm like, Ocean, you couldn't projectile vomit 5 exits ago? It was a freaking In-N-Out Burger, Taco Bell. Now it's literally just murder spots for the next hour. So I get out.
Why did she? Was she? Oh, she gets carsick, doesn't she?
It's got to be carsick.
It's carsick. I used to be that way.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it was a lot. Like, I'm ready to throw the car seat
Poor
away.
Baby.
Ready to throw the car seat away.
Oh, no.
So it was just a very long night. We got home. She was tired, but she had vomit all, you know, in her hair. And I had to get home. So I washed her up with a lot of wet wipes.
Okay.
And got her cozy. And she did fall asleep. But then when we got home, I had to take the car seat apart. I had to put her back in the bath. And all she kept saying is, Mama, sleep. Mama. Sleepy it was so girl. Sad. It was so sad. It's moments like that where I want to put her back in my tummy. Yeah. Where I'm like, you're just safe here. Just stay in this little womb. You're going to be fine. Aww. You know?
Yes.
So anyway, on that note, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Tonight's episode is my birthday, and in honor of one of my nearest and dearest friends who's on tour right now, Miss Stassi Schroeder, it is my fucking birthday. Enjoy the episode, my loves. I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.